Talking Earth podcast. I'm Pat Kreitler on Lake Wissota. Kristen Bry is along Lake Michigan. Kirk Bangstad is on Lake Minocqua. Coming up in just a moment, is Aaron Rodgers in jeopardy of being fabulous on your TV every day? But first, we were talking just a bit ago about the uselessness of some of our state legislators and what they're working on instead of the things that, you know, really are important to families. Now, this next one sounds fun, sounds cute, but I'm going to go ahead and start from the standpoint of you got better things to do. But I'll tell you about it anyway. The person that occupies my old seat in the legislature, State Senator Kathy Bernier of Lake Halley and Representative Donna Rosar of Marshfield, have introduced a bill to name the state cheese of Wisconsin. And guys, I know what you know her bill or their bill said, but if you hadn't heard it, what do you think would be on the bill to name a state cheese?
Curd.
Curd? Well, curd, the state cheese.
Right? That's not a bad answer.
That would be hilarious. That's the only one you can get away with, that you don't like offend different cheese parts of Wisconsin.
Well, in my mind, what immediately always goes to cheddar. And I like investigating that. I was like, I don't know why my mind goes there. But like, for some reason, I associate cheddar with Wisconsin.
Sure. But we have so many kinds here. And last year we covered, our news team covered the World Cheese Championships in Madison. And I mean, you want to see people take their cheese seriously. Who is it? Christopher Guest does all those movies like Best in Show and A Mighty Wind. Christopher Guest, if you're listening, you got to do the World Cheese Championships for your next movie. But anyway, the legislators both have a certain city in their district, the city of Colby. And so, of course, they want to honor Colby cheese as the Wisconsin state cheese. They note rightfully that Colby cheese began as a family farm recipe dreamed up by a young man on the floor of his father's small wooden cheese factory, it says. And today it's world famous and one of America's most popular cheeses. Albeit true, if you think for a moment that everybody in the legislature is going to forego whatever cheese is made in their district and pick one, I mean, again, it's like parents being asked to choose their favorite child, you know, except for my mom, who would always choose, you know, my sister over me. But by and large, people wouldn't choose that. This bill has been introduced before, didn't go anywhere. This bill ain't going anywhere either.
But I also, like, cheese isn't wine. Like, it's not like certain types of grapes that can only grow. Like champagne can only come from France in Champagne, France, because
bourbon
that's where
from
those...
Kentucky, right?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure like they could make Colby cheese. Like, it's like, it's still just
outside
milk.
Of Colby.
Yeah, like am I wrong? Because I think I learned today that the type of cheese that Wisconsin produces the most of is mozzarella, which is definitely not created in Wisconsin. It's like that's what demand is. So I'm a little confused of like, I don't know. Colby is definitely not where my mind goes though. Wait, when we think about Wisconsin cheese.
Isn't Colby like a mix of orange and white cheese together? Like Franken cheese?
Oh, Kirk, again, you're asking questions. We weren't a doctor before. I can tell you, nobody's voice you're hearing here today is a cheesemaker.
I don't think I don't think it's a mandatory thing. I only know this because when I think of when I go to my mother's house and it's just littered, there's an entire drawer in my mom's fridge that is just cheese. That is just cheese from the Randolph Cheese Factory. That is
sure. Rudolph.
And for Rudolph. Us, it's
Rudolph. It's Rudolph. Sorry.
Yep. It's the Rudolph Gouda from Marietta, Marietta Gouda from Thorpe, you know, up here in this neck of the woods. And everybody's got their own favorite wherever they are. It's just not going to, you know, it's not going to be Cheese Whiz, but there's a whole host of others, you know, that somebody could be picking here. So let's see, we started the show talking about fish fries and cheese. Kurt, you talked about beer somewhere in the middle. So we've pretty much covered all the food groups, right?
We got bingo.
All the Wisconsin bingo.
Yep, we'll go to a few more a little bit later on. So Aaron Rodgers is guest hosting Jeopardy this past week and the following week. One of several people who are rotating through after the passing of Alex Trebek. And, you know, there's no doubt that Aaron Rodgers is a real big fan of Jeopardy. He spoke had very heartfelt comments about Alex Trebek and about his time on Celebrity Jeopardy. I haven't watched, but I'm hearing a lot of people say good things about it. I'm wondering if I don't think either one of you are Jeopardy devotees, but one of you said you were hearing a lot about what kind of feedback he was getting.
No, I saw it all over social media because, I mean, but also that when I started to look into it, he studied Jeopardy like it was like game tape. Like sure. He literally like approached it like, I am going to study this. I'm going to learn every single beat. I'm going to honestly like absorb everything that I need to know to do this at the level that I am used to doing things at. And he crushed it. Like I think the fact that he also took, I don't know if you saw this, that the whoever the defending champ was on his very first night,
the guy that punked him. Yes, yeah. That was great. He for Final Jeopardy, if you missed it, and I don't know that anybody in Wisconsin missed it, but the guy didn't know the answer. And so the question that he wrote on his slate was, whose idea was it to kick the field goal, you know, in the playoff game that ended the Packers season? Now, I mean, that he took it well. But
it
was kind of like ripping the scab off for a lot of us who finally put that behind us. And yet there he had to live with it. But, you know, he'll be
that's
right.
that's what it is, hosting a live game. I guess it's not live, but it is a game show and getting to leave in all of those things. But he wants to do it. Like came out and said that he wants to do it. He wants to split time doing his job as the quarterback and then doing his other job as the host. And so we'll see if they let him do that.
Sure.
I know is my Facebook feed, at least one woman said she felt like Aaron was flirting directly with her while she was watching.
Of course he was.
I think she loves him like we all do.
Hey, look, if that's part of it is to have that chemistry with the screen. And there's no doubt Aaron has that. Aaron's going to have a future after football. It's just a question of, you know, how many more seasons he's going to do this. Kind of like, Ryan Braun talked it for about it for a couple of seasons. And now it looks like, you know, he's finally done. But, you know, we've been pretty spoiled here, as we've talked about on the program before, going from, you know, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. So
I will say that this is going to be my dig on Tom Brady, because we need more of those in the world.
Yes,
that I
ma'am.
Feel like Tom Brady can only play football.
Oh yeah,
like,
there's nothing.
He else. Might like
yeah, he's
whatever.
Not funny.
There's an argument that maybe he is the best. He has a lot of rings. It's fine. But there is nothing that man's going to do post football. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, lots of things. The world is his oyster. And I think that's great. And he just won MVP, so he's still got a couple years with us anyways.
Yeah, nice. If he wants it, he can no doubt do it. So, well, looking ahead here, as mentioned before, the Cubs are coming to American Family Field Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tailgating is coming back. And, you know, Kirk, I wanted to ask you, being up in the Monaco area, which, of course, you know, made its bones, you know, with all kinds of tourists from the Chicago area coming up there. What is that like? You know, in the minute and a half that we have left here, what's that like being in a place that is so split, you know, Brewers and Cubs fans during the summertime? Is it annoying? Is it fun? What's it like?
Well, before I answer your question, Pat, I'm going to make this official announcement right now that I'm more of a lover than a fighter, and that baseball is not really something that I care that much about. I'd kind of,
unfortunately... I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Does somebody mute his mic? I can't hear him. wait, there you are.
I'd rather watch a Mahler symphony than watch 3 hours worth of baseball. However, owning a brew pub, you could not avoid baseball, and we had it on at the bar. And yeah, it's about 50-50 up in Minocqua. There's, you know, it's the Cubs are big there, you know, and because we got about, you know, half of our population, our own lake homes are from Illinois. So, there was no animosity whatsoever. The drunk Wisconsinites were pretty happy with the drunk Cubs fans.
You know, in other words, they're bringing the money still. And really,
they're still buying beer, no matter if they're Cubs or they're
Brewers. That's what
fans.
It comes down to. All right, folks, thanks for joining us at the cabin this week, where an old-fashioned isn't just a beverage, it's how we like our conversations. civil, neighborly, thoughtful, fun. For Kristen Brian Kirk Bangstead, I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll see you next time up north.